somebody, an agent had come around getting them and enlarging them, you know. Mm-hmm. You had traveling salesmen for everything back then, don't you know? They came around, and so I rang one, came around, and my mother got them to fix this portrait, and it was in on top in our family room. We called it our sitting room. Nowadays they call them a family room. Mm-hmm. But you nearly always see one of those enlarged, all ugly old men, ugly old ladies, framed with that heavy car frame around mm-hmm. on the mound. Now, one thing I didn't mention about ice, when we come is to get ice from the wagons. First, we keep them in sawdust and wrap it in a blanket and put it in a tub. We mm-hmm. have a tub, the ice tub. And when he'd bring the ice, it had already had sawdust all over. And we'd fix it in there and wrap it up in a blanket till we can use it for iced tea or maybe I'd make ice cream.
How long could you keep it, do you think?
I don't know.
You don't
That's know. Before we got later. We had what we call the ice box, you know, the old fashioned refrigerator for mm-hmm. the ice. But that's before we had one. Before we bought a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we later we had them where we had to empty the water out and all like that. We'd have to watch out and get that sawdust off, but then it would gum it up.
Right.
But before that, whenever we could get ice, we'd buy it and wrap it up good, leave what sawdust was on, maybe have some more, and wrap it up good in a blanket and put it in a tub. Lay on that breezeway between those out there on that little porch, I call it. They say it's a dog trot.
Do you ever use that word at home?
I had never used the word the dog trot for that. I always sit out on the little back porch.
Uh-huh. Did your neighbors
use it? We had a side porch,
did?
And where my daddy always sat at night smoking cigars because it made my mother sick.
Uh-huh.
No matter what the time, anything, after supper, he went out there with his feet on the brownstone side porch, and it go all around curve to the front porch. But that aisle, we always just call the back porch, but they say it's a dog trot between.
Uh-huh.
You know how in the olden times, they all kitchen sat out on separate.
Uh-huh.
Well, between the two, that place was called a dog trot.
Well, did you use this?
No, I never called
it
a dog trot.
Did your neighbors use it?
Well, this lady at the table, he says, oh yes, that was a dog trot.
Where is she from, do you know?
She was from Georgia, too. She was... Where did she tell me she's from? Oh, I can't remember now. All these ladies.
But she wasn't from around where you were.
No,
she's
but it's all right. I imagine Southern people, did some of them did call it the dog trot.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds sort of familiar in my mind. You know, I never remember calling it that. All right, now that was the part going back. Now you asked me today for our entertainments and I met. So I got it prepared. Whereas yesterday I didn't know what in the world you were going to want, you know.
Well?
Today I do. Well, under medicines, the doctor was there most of the time for the birth of the baby. But often, colored women deliver the babies. The lady this morning told me she had 8 children. The doctor was there but said this same colored woman delivered every baby she had.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What sort of sicknesses would you...
Well, now go on now about that. For colds and hoarseness, they use sliced onion with sugar on top of it. And said it would clear right up your hoarseness. I've never done that one. Slurred up your hoarseness and keep you from having the red coat. All right.
Mm.
My mother always kept center tea. She kept it up in that warmer closet in a little pitcher. And that is made out of senna leaves. You buy them at the drugstore and pour boiling water on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for constipation. The senna she kept in the warming closet on the stove for constipation. They use merged calomel.